So, Lord, yeah, I want to thank you for the word you've placed in John's heart to bring to us. I want to pray that our ears and our hearts will be open to what you want to say through him this morning. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much and well read. Thank you. Really enjoyed that. Thank you. Can you all hear me at the back? It would be helpful if I put my notes properly, wouldn't it? Today is the second in our Advent series, which we've called The Race to Christmas. Last week, Darren introduced the series with Get in Training. Today is the second in our Advent series entitled, Are You Ready? I wonder, have you ever had a knock on the door of your house and when you've answered it, there was someone there you'd totally forgotten was coming that day? I read about Tom Wright, the theologian and former Bishop of Durham, who lived in an historic home. It was a hot Saturday morning. It was total chaos as his three teenage children had all got up late on that Saturday morning. They were lounging around in their pyjamas, having a late leisurely breakfast. Their belongings were all over the house. Clothes, coffee cups, papers, magazines, books strewn everywhere. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. Bishop Tom, who was in his casual clothes, wondered who it was because it was his day off. He thought he had nothing in his diary. When he answered the door, he had a shock. There was a party of 30 keen, well-dressed, earnest historians whom he invited many months ago to see this historic house. But he and every member of his family had forgotten all about it. Thinking on his feet, the bishop asked the group to take a walk around the garden to see the house in its context from the outside. Now imagine the scene inside the house as the bishop rallied the whole family to start tidying up the house. Within 15 minutes, all the cups and plates were in the dishwasher. Clothes were put away. Everything else was put out of sight. The teenagers all retreated to their bedrooms. Everything was clean, tidy and presentable. A few minutes when the bishop opened the door to welcome his visitors inside the house after their tour of the grounds. We can tidy up a house in a few minutes if we need to, but we can't reverse the directions of a whole life. By the time that doorbell on our life rings, it's too late, as the Gospel from Matthew chapter 24 reminded us this morning. As it says in verse 42, keep awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. I'm preparing to speak to myself as well as everyone here. I think it's good occasionally to look back on our lives and ask, what would happen if Jesus knocked on the door today? Particularly today, Advent Sunday, when we look forward to Christ's first coming and his second coming. As our passage today warns us in verse 44, hold yourself ready, therefore, because you do not know when the Son of Man will come. He'll come when you least expect him. This gospel reading is a very difficult passage with interlinking strands from different eras of history. Expert theologians give three interpretations, all of which I think are correct. It's as though Jesus and his listeners on 2,000 years ago were standing on top of a high mountain with a telescope looking metaphorically into the future and seeing three mountains in the distance. Looking at it from Matthew's audience point of view, they would understand the first and nearby mountain. It appears to refer to a great crisis that was going to sweep over Jerusalem and the surrounding countryside, which Jesus said earlier in this chapter would happen in their lifetime at a date unknown to them. But theologians believe this happened in 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple after a siege. For us, 2,000 years later, we see a second mountain, which is further away on the horizon. Many theologians see this as referring to the second coming of Christ. Always interesting to ask a congregation to put their hands up if they believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. I won't do that this morning, but if anybody who hesitates to say, well, I'm not quite sure whether I believe that, my question is, what do you mean by, or what does Jesus mean when the disciples asked in verse 3, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? When will that be? When will there be a metaphorical knock on the doors of our lives? No one knows. Even Jesus doesn't, as he says in verse 36 of this morning's reading. Yet about that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven. Not even the Son. No one but the Father knows. That is what we remember today, Advent Sunday. The word comes from Latin, venio, to come, and ad to come to arrive. I went to school in North Staffordshire. I had to learn Latin from the age of 11. I'm a sad anorak. I really enjoyed it. I understood English far better after studying Latin. I can still quote Latin declined verbs and nouns many, many decades later. Anyway, Advent is when we know and when we look forward to the arrival of Jesus, his first coming at Christmas and his second coming at the end of time. Some theologians also see the third mountain as another mountain in the distance, as a warning to Christians to be ready for their own death and to meet their God. If the day and the hour of coming of Christ are known to no one but God, then all our lives must be a preparation for that. So how do we prepare? Firstly, we must, as disciples of God, we must be disciples of God, which means regular worship, regular prayer, reading the Bible, plus looking at ourselves and seeing how we live our lives. That is why Christians' obedience matters as much as it does. The passage also tells us about two things to avoid. Firstly, we must avoid living our lives without being watchful. In verse 43, we're reminded, remember, if the householder had known at what time the burglar was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. Thieves do not send a letter saying when they're going to burgle your house. Their main weapon is surprise. Therefore, a householder with valuables must be watchful and maintain a constant guard. So we must also be watchful in our Christian lives and be ready at any time for the coming of Christ. Jesus warns us he's coming at a time when we do not know, when we least expect it. But remember, we mustn't wait in fear and apprehension for his return. The Advent message is that we wait in eager anticipation of our Saviour coming back to our world. Secondly, we must avoid believing there's plenty of time to put things right before Jesus returns. We may think we have plenty of time. We can leave putting things right with God to a much later date, like tidying up the house, as in the story at the beginning. When Bishop Tom had 30 historians on his doorstep, he and his family could tidy up their house in a few minutes. But we can't tidy up and reverse the direction of our whole life in a few minutes before our Master returns. We need to start now. Jesus warns us about the bad servant who thought he had time. Verse 48, the servant says to himself, the master is a long time in coming. And he begins to bully the other servants and to eat and drink with his drunken friends. Then the master will arrive on a day when the servant does not expect him, at a time he's not been told about. There's a story told about three apprentice devils who are coming to earth to finish their apprenticeship. They were talking to Satan, the chief of the devils, about their plans to tempt and ruin the lives of Christian men and women. The first apprentice devil said, "I will tell them there's no God." Satan replies, "That will not delude many, for they know that there is a God." The second apprentice devil said, "I will tell them there's no hell." Satan replied, "You'll deceive no one that way. They know even now there is a hell for sin." The third apprentice devil said, "I will tell them there is no hurry." Satan replied, "Go, you will ruin the Christians by the thousands." It is said the most dangerous word we learn in our whole lives is when we learn the word tomorrow. The biggest of all delusions for Christians is when we think there's plenty of time. Don't leave until tomorrow what we can do today, for none of us knows if tomorrow will ever come. My wife Jan tells a story of three teenagers on scooters back in the early 1970s in North Staffordshire. They came to the youth group Jan was at in the early 70s, and they were talking about Christianity. The three scooter riders said, "We're not going to be Christians now. We're going to enjoy our lives. We'll become Christians when we're in old age and we've got more time." They never came back to that youth group. A few days later, one of the scooter riders was killed in a motor accident. We live in dangerous and turbulent times. Who knows what will happen tomorrow, next week, next year? On this Advent Sunday, I ask myself, and I ask all of you, are you ready? Am I ready? Are we ready to greet the infant King entering our world this Christmas? Are we ready to greet the King of Kings when he returns to this world, when history turns into his story? Are we ready when the Master unexpectedly visits us and comes knocking at the door at the end of our lives here on earth? We must act today and make sure we're ready and right with God. Do not leave it till tomorrow. That is the message of Advent Sunday. Amen. May God be with you.